It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Live today from Citizens Bank Park. Hugh Douglas broadcasting live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth for the Phillies home opener. Kyle Quinn back in the studio, and he's behind his glass. We're up behind our own glass here. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, Joe, did you know that the song Amen, Brother is the most sampled song in the world with over 600K?
I did not know that.
Yeah, my algorithm told me that this weekend. And a song called, let me see what it said. Ashley's Roach Clip is the most song sampled in hip. Is the song that is sampled the most in hip-hop.
I didn't know that either.
I was trying to look around and speak to people while we were doing this
That's
show.
That's all right. We haven't been in the broadcast booth in a while.
It's been a while. We got to get acclimated. And plus, I'm on camera still.
Yeah, that's right. We're on YouTube. Follow us and watch us live. All right, Hugh, we got a lot to get into today, and we're excited to be here for the home opener.
Home opener.
We'll have a bunch of Phillies guests as the show goes along. Phillies win 2 out of 3 this weekend, which was great down in D.C.
2 out of 3.
It's not bad. I wanted the sweep yesterday, but we'll take the 2 out of 3. Phillies, Luzardo was really good on Saturday. Phillies get 2 out of 3. Home opener today here at Citizens Bank Park, 3 o'clock first pitch, 3:05 first pitch against the Rockies. All right, we'll get to the Philly stuff in a little bit, Hugh, but we got to start with something that I had a feeling we were going to be here, but not, I don't mean literally here, but I just meant in this spot with the Philadelphia Eagles. So the annual league meetings are going on right now, the owner meetings, right? They're down in Palm Beach with the Yakutas. Yeah, and they got on their Yakutas and they arrived there.
Sipping Dom Perignon and eating steak and shrimp.
And you know what else they're doing?
What's that? Pettiness?
Pettiness. Hugh, I got to tell you.
I love it.
I know you do because you're here for pettiness. Man. But I start today angry. This is ridiculous that the NFL is there's momentum being, you know, kind of pushed here to ban the tush push. Momentum is growing, according to ESPN, to ban the tush push. They're going to vote on this tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And, Hugh, it's ridiculous. Like, even the article yesterday that came out saying that this really might happen says there's no injury data. Troy Vincent said that a month ago. Injury data to support this. It could be motivated by pettiness, that the league is petty against the Philadelphia Eagles. This is it. If there was real reason, real injury stuff, then I'd say, oh, what are you going to do, right? You got to ban it. You got to move on.
Yeah.
Hugh, there's none. What this is the teams in the NFL are jealous of the Eagles' success. They're jealous of a play that most teams other than Buffalo can't even run. There is no reason whatsoever other than the league screwing the Eagles to take away the tush push. There's no injury data. It's not run enough for me to say it's like, oh, it's not pleasing to the eye. It's ruining the game. It's run less than 1% of the time across the league. Hugh, where do you come down on this? Because I sit here this morning on a day I should be excited. We're at the home opener, and I'm angry because the NFL could be a day away from banning a play for no reason other than they don't want the Eagles to use it anymore.
You know what's funny? I feel like once we start the show, this is the segment where I probably do the most long talking because I have to get my point across. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of thoughts when it comes to this that go through my mind, Joe. And the biggest thing is disappointment, because when we talk about the tush push and its success, I think about some of the people that don't really like the play. Like, you know, Ike's been on record. He doesn't really like it.
It's a camera this morning. Joe doesn't like it.
They don't really like the play. And there's a couple other people, and they have their own reasons, but it's not to the point where they're, you know, going over the top about it. They just don't like the play. I look at it like this. The NFL has always tried to be innovative and you know, ahead of the curve when it comes to preparation and trying to find different advantages for each individual squad. And a lot of times, just like offense, remember back in the day it was 4 yards in a cloud of dust, 3 yards in a cloud of dust. Then it was, it was Air Coryell. Is that right? Air Coryell innovated the game, and now everybody went to the passing game. Mm-hmm. Then you had the run and shoot and all the other good
Bill
stuff.
Bill Walsh with the West Coast
offense. Yes, with the West Coast offense. All of these things made the game better, and they were innovative things that other teams weren't doing, that other teams were able to copycat. And, you know, they took it from there. To me, this would be disappointing because – Troy Vincent came out and said there was no data. It was inconclusive about the injuries.
Like one of our Harvard studies.
Now you're just mad because you can't do it. Because when I think of the NFL, I think of being – the first thing I learned when I got in the league, it's a copycat league. Everybody's going to do this. The fact that, you know, I played the first year in the game, the counter-trap option was my Achilles heel, and I would always get beat on that. And I remember Mo Lewis telling me, hey, man, they're going to run until you stop it. They're going to run until you stop it. And once you stop it, every team in the league will run that play against me because they knew I couldn't stop it. So once I stop it, I stop seeing it. So I say all that to say this. If there's something in the league that gives you an advantage, that's what it's all about. When Bill Belichick got in trouble for the Spygate and all of that stuff, everybody – Coach Bowles came out and said every team is looking for a competitive edge. And most teams that find it, most teams copycat it. The Eagles have found a competitive edge that other teams have tried to emulate, and they haven't been successful doing it. So now what do? I just find it surprising. I look at it like this. The two people that are screaming the loudest about this are the two individuals. When I say people, I mean teams. The two individuals that are screaming the loudest are the ones that tried to do it. And those are the ones that's being petty. Shout out to my boy Elliot Shore Parks for going down there and asking the hard questions. He took Coach McDermott to task, and he ain't have an answer for him.
Good.
That's the kind of reporting that you need, man. That was some stuff.
Well, you know why? Because McDermott is a hypocrite, and the league
straight up.
The league is being hypocritical
straight
right
up,
now.
Straight up.
This is the equivalent for me if the Phillies were really good at getting bunt hits, because like, that's what it is. It's a small ball play, right? It's a 1 yard play. It's not a bomb for a touchdown. It's a bunt to use the baseball equivalent, as we're at Citizens Bank Park. And the Phillies are really good at bunts. And most teams in today's game don't bunt much for hits. And they decided after 3 or 4 years of getting beat by these bunts, you know what? Let's just ban bunts. You can't ban bunts in baseball. You can't ban – again, if there was injury data, Hugh, that's a different story because the NFL has to do that now, right? After all the years of ignoring health and safety, I get that. There's nothing. This is – like, I'm angry about this, and I feel like if this gets banned tomorrow and the Eagles need 9 votes on their side, right, 24 votes against this, we'll take it away, 9 votes for it to keep it, you know, against the new ban – we'll keep it. So the Eagles need 9 votes, including theirs, to keep this thing in the NFL next year. I just think this whole thing is ridiculous. It's petty. There was a story yesterday, ESPN, that Howie and McVay were in like a heated back and forth.
Pettiness.
Yeah. Well, the teams that can't stop it.
And you got to love that, though. I love that.
Well, I love Howie standing up for it. I do think, Hugh, what happened in the NFC title game could be a part of this. Remember how that – it took forever because Frankie Louvu kept jumping over the line.
Yeah.
It almost became
it
like
became
a
it became ridiculous.
Yes, and I think
it made it ridiculous.
I could feel I could understand if the NFL is worried that's going to keep happening, but that was a one off after 4 years of this
but
play.
But you know what it is, and I'm pretty sure that since you brought it to my attention, I forgot about that. Washington will probably be a team that's voting against it, even though you know,
of course,
Coach, I forgot his name.
Quinn.
Coach Quinn came out. Kyle Quinn, Dan Quinn. Coach Quinn came out and said that he was not against it.
Yeah.
But the simple fact is they probably look at it like that was the play that stopped it from going to the Super Bowl.
Well, they can't stop it.
That wasn't the play. How many points we hang on the Washington Commodores? Come on, dog. But you want to point out that you want to take that away from us. It's petty.
It's a joke.
It's petty.
It absolutely is. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today, including tickets to give away to Thursday afternoon Phillies-Rockies game. We'll tell you how we're going to do that. We're going to re-end the show today. Afternoon show is going to jump on with at 1 o'clock today for a long crossover with us. Dante, big game. Dante, scheduled to be here to sing the national anthem in our booths before we start our Phillies coverage at 2 o'clock with leading off. So much to do today. Devin's going to join us as well, but we start here. It sounds like the Tush Push is gaining momentum to be banned tomorrow. I'm angry about it. Hugh's disappointed. Let's hear Jeremy Fowler, ESPN, yesterday talking about where we're at right now.
So here's the deal. In West Palm Beach, NFL owners are meeting today through Tuesday. They will vote on several issues around the league, including the Green Bay Packers' proposal that you cannot push a ball carrier immediately after the snap. I talked to one general manager in the league who believes this will be passed under the guise of player safety. And so Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott, some others have mentioned that they think it's a play that could get you hurt more often than others in those scrums there and the tight action you see there. But teams are sort of split on whether that's really a thing or not right now. So that will be debated hotly over the next few days. And look, the NFL owners need a 24-8 majority vote to get this thing passed. So it's hardly a slam dunk. But there are enough people around the league that would like to see it changed, even though there could be some wiggle room for the Eagles to still get this play off, because the proposal says immediately after the snap. So what if you wait a second after the snap and push? Also, the Eagles line is so good that I think they could get the play off without the push. So we'll see. I think they're going to still do it in some variation.
Yeah, they might. They might try. But the fact that we're here is complete pettiness. It really makes zero actual sense to this whole thing. Makes zero sense. And I just think they're picking on the Eagles because the Eagles won and the Eagles are good at it. And I do think they've done it for long enough, Hugh, now that every team has probably faced it, right? Yes, they've done it for about 4 years. They probably have played almost every team in the NFL in that span. And I feel like everyone's gotten together and been like, you know what? Screw these guys.
It's a lot. I don't think it's just that. I think it's the fact that you brought it to my attention that you know, coach is down there with shorts on. He chilling. You know, he's doing him.
The Sirianni, only guy in the
coach
photo
Sirianni
yesterday with the shorts on.
With the shorts on. Coach Sirianni has won a Super Bowl coaching his style. Coach Sirianni was a bubblehead last year. A lot of coaches didn't like him. You know, he's yelling and screaming at fans. He's running up the sidelines. He's yelling at Kansas City Chiefs fan. This is a bunch of different
but
things.
But that's not a good enough reason to ban the play.
No, but it is. It's because it's almost like this. You know how, say, there are certain – in life, there are certain clubs. Say, for instance, when we go play golf, I get in trouble for wearing a sweatsuit
like
instead
today.
Of – Yeah. Instead of wearing the
golf
the traditional.
Yeah. Polo shirt.
Yeah, it
golf
would probably
pants.
Be even worse if I went out there and – I was like, what, 8 under par? If that's is that a good thing to be?
That'd be really good.
That'd
yeah.
be great if I was.
I
like
imagine
8 under par.
You couldn't do go.
No, I couldn't do.
Yeah.
But just say if I was out there with the sweatsuit on,
they'd be like,
and
this
being 8 under
this
par,
guy?
Sipping on Hennessy, and you know what I mean, riding around doing every like playing like Happy Gilmore. That would probably rub people the wrong
Daly
way.
John Daly stuff.
Yeah, that would probably rub some people the wrong way. It's that because there's a lot of coaches in NFL. That before Coach Sirianni got this job, said that he probably shouldn't have got this job and he wasn't that good of a coach. And, you know, some of the stuff they did. I call him Bubblehead. I still call him Bubblehead Coach, even though he won a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl champion Bubblehead.
Super Bowl champion Bubblehead. So now you have a lot of people that are upset because of the way that he does things. So it's all of that. It's the way that he won. It's the fact that he came in there wearing shorts. He probably was chewing gum. Probably was in there chewing gum, buying shots. Just being himself, and that's rubbing these traditional coaches the wrong way.
You might be right, but that makes me more angry about it. Like that, there's no logic to this other than the Eagles are good at it. Nobody else could do it at their level, and the NFL teams just want it out. That's not a good reason to ban a play. 215-592-9494. What's your emotion right now? As it sounds like that there's momentum here towards banning the tush push. If the tush push gets banned tomorrow, you will be angry, disappointed. Where you at? Or some? I know some people out there think it's a no big deal. It's anger for me. It's disappointment for Hugh. We'll get to Kyle's thought in a second. But first, let's hear Elliot on this morning with the morning show. his guess on where this is going. They're going to vote tomorrow morning.
Yeah, so I've been at every league event since Eagles first ran the tush push, and this is not the first league event where it's been the main topic of conversation. But this is the first league event where I personally think there is a shot this play will get banned. I would still bet against it. I think you'll probably see more votes against the play than people are expecting. I still anticipate the Eagles being able to run it next year, but just having talked to some of the coaches here that have concerns about it, I just don't think they present a compelling enough case. Talking to Sean McDermott, I will say in his defense, I do think his heart is in the right place. His argument was essentially, yes, there's no data to suggest it's a risky play, but he wants to be ahead of the data as opposed to wait until it becomes an issue.
Ahead of the data is wild. This is risky. Well, there's no data. Well, there will be one day. I mean, what are we talking about?
He's a hater. Let me tell you what happened. And that's the only way I can say it, like the kids say, he's a hater. Because I go back, and I didn't watch a whole lot of the game, but I do know they tried to do the tush push.
Oh, quite a few times. Quite a few times.
If they would have tush pushed and got into the Super Bowl, do you honestly think he would have been shouting it from the rafters the way that he is now? Me neither.
No.
If that tush push play would have went through, do you really think he would have been on the side of banning the play?
Well, and to your point on that, they were probably a tush push away from winning that game. They just couldn't get that first down.
They couldn't get the tush. So it's a hater move. That's all it is. Because there's no conclusive data on this. You're mad at everything. You're mad at Howie. You're mad at Howie and the way that he drafts players. You're mad at the fact that they went out and got Saquon Barkley.
It's jealousy. Jealousy.
You mad about all of that. Because there is no way on God's green earth that when I think about the NFL, even though guys don't like to play, I just told you, there's some of my old teammates don't like to play. But when you look at the core of the NFL, it's a copycat league. How many plays have you seen every week that the Eagles get beat on that the next team that they play against runs the same play?
All the time.
It's the same thing.
So as far as not liking it, and 215-592-9494, live at Citizens Bank Park today, what's your emotion here is it sounds like the tush push could be banned tomorrow morning. They're going to vote tomorrow morning down at the NFL League meetings. I'm angry about this. Huge disappointed. Where do you come down? But, Hugh, you mentioned some of your teammates don't like it. The camera doesn't like it. Ike doesn't like it. It's fine not to like it. I used the analogy earlier about bunting in baseball. I don't really like bunting. Like, it once in a while it works, but I'd rather see someone hit a double in the gap. But you can't just ban a play because you don't like it. That's not how sports work.
You know the play I don't like that a lot of people use all the time? Remember icing the kicker?
Yes.
Nobody liked icing the kicker until they had to ice the kicker.
And if you have a timeout, you're allowed to use it.
Yes.
Like, you can't just take things away because we don't like
them. It's called gamesmanship. There's so much parity in NFL now that everybody's always looking for a competitive advantage.
Yes.
Spygate, whether you like it or not, that was a competitive advantage.
But it was cheating, and they stopped it.
But you know what's funny, though? Back in the day, back in the leather helmets times, we used to go to teams, and they used to film our practices when we were practicing in their stadium. So he just did it. They just took it to the next level, but everybody did it.
Well, and they were also the best team then, so there was a little bit of like,
and so that was a little bit of jealousy.
Yeah,
there was a little bit of jealousy about that. You know, Deflategate became a big-ass deal.
And that really wasn't that big
deal. It wasn't that big deal, but it became a big deal because they were winning. The Eagles, it feels to me like they're on the cusp, and they've been relevant for so long that now – and the coach is a bubblehead.
Let's cut them down enough.
That's we can't beat you on the field, so we'll get you in the boardroom.
It is ridiculous. 215-592-9494. Kyle, back in the studio, what are you feeling as we could be a day away from the end of the tush push?
Yeah, I'm annoyed. Like, leave us alone. Grow up. Man up. Stop the play. Football is supposed to be a chess match. Like, expend your energy figuring out how to stop the play instead of complaining and try to make it illegal. Like, it's annoying because it's petty. Jeremy Fowler used the word or the phrase "the guise of player safety" because that's what it is. It's a guise. There's no actual data to support that players are getting injured on the play. Like it's just total pettiness. It's a joke. The proactive comment from Sean McDermott is another joke. Yeah, like, well, there's no data yet, so I'm just getting out ahead of it. That's completely absurd. And look, I hope it doesn't get banned because I've been on this before. I think it actually would really hurt the Eagles if they took the play out of the game. And if you don't think it's a big deal, all you got to do is listen to Nick Sirianni and Howie Roseman, how passionate they are in defense of this play. And that's how important important the Eagles think it is. So I really hope this thing doesn't pass.
Yeah, it's a total joke. Pettiness is not a reason to ban a play in the NFL. And quickly, as far as the guise of injury risk and all that with McDermott, they've been running this for 4 years. Like, if this was the first year of the play and there really wasn't enough data yet, not enough sample, you could be like, well, I don't know if there's any data, but it just looks like a play someone's going to get hurt on. I could make that case. After 4 years, if there's no data, people get hurt on this play, they probably don't get hurt on the play. You can't just say, I'm not sure yet after 4 years. No, you have a lot of sample that no one has walked off the field with a significant injury. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. The tush push could be a day away from getting banned. Your reaction? I'm angry about this. I think the NFL, it's a joke that the competition committee is listening to this and allowing pettiness to get into the field of play. That's not part of this. Where do you come down? Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Good morning, Chris.
Happy opening day Monday, man.
Chris, it's happy, great happy. To be at the park. What's up, buddy? What are you feeling?
Hey, I hope you brought your slickers with you because maybe get a little rain later today. But
yeah,
I think we're going to get
we'll
this.
Try. Yeah, we'll get this game in. Then the rain could come down.
Guys, so I got to address Hugh, but I'm going to do this after my point on this. So the tush push being banned, it's total nonsense. But I think we're looking at this the wrong way because it's not about the play. It's not about the advantage to the Eagles. What this is about, and you always know when it's fake, is because when they say it's about player safety, you know this. The NFL, they don't really give two damns about player safety. So they're trying to hide what they're really about. This is an anticlimactic play, and sports entertainment does not like it because there's nothing exciting about the most exciting play in football, which is the touchdown. So even me as an Eagles fan, when they get down there and it's first and goal at the one, I mean, I'm going potty, I'm going to get a drink, I'm going to get whatever else I'm going to do because I know it's almost inevitable. It is.
You know what, Chris? I think you're right. Then they should just stop being cowards and say we're considering removing this for the good of the sport, right? For the good of competitive nature, for the good of fans, for the good of TV. Like,
just say that.
Like, but you can't lie and tell me it's about injuries when no one gets hurt on the play.
Well, because they can't do that, Joe. Because if they do, then that's where the public goes, hey, listen, then stop it. You know what? Figure it out and stop it. That's not how we do it.
So you're right, but Chris, they did do this to the extra point. They changed the extra point because it became a boring play.
Correct. You took my next point. It's exactly what they did with the extra point because they're removing it. And your analogy of the bunt is close but off, Joe. Because, again, the touchdown is the most exciting play in the NFL because defense doesn't matter. It's all about offense, right? Remember, Hugh? So it's not a bunt base hit. It's like hitting a bunt home run because it's the most exciting thing. When you score a touchdown, it is the most exciting play in football. So that is what it's about. And, guys, can I quickly pivot to my Phils before you let me go?
Two out of three over the Nats. What are you feeling?
Here's what I'm feeling. Thompson sent a message to all the baseball purists out there yesterday with that lineup. He raised the single digit in the middle of his hand, and he said, speed at the top of the lineup? He started with Schwarber at leadoff and the tortoise, known as Alec Bohm, hitting second. Oh, my God. I mean, that was insane. And the fact that they lost, that's a hit the topper. But, I mean, as a baseball guy and somebody who played in my home, my head was about to explode. I go, we have our two slowest batters at the top of the lineup. Absolutely insane. One last thing, Hugh. Uncle Phil's cul-de-sac, gotta go. It's gotta be shaved.
Oh, I shaved it. My son.
I was waiting for you to bring it. I was letting you tell everyone. Good morning, YouTube. People can see the
yeah,
cul-de-sac's
my son,
been
yeah,
shaved.
It's shaved. My
good
son,
call, Chris.
My son hurt my feelings.
What'd he say?
So, you know, we were hanging out this weekend, right? So he's like, oh, you have hair. I was like, yeah, you're going to let it grow.
What did he say, except that spot right there?
Well, not that. It was like, so he jumped on my back, right? And he was like, and he sat there for a little while. He said, and he was picking at my hair. And he said, why is the hair on the top different than the hair on the sides? And I was like, I didn't say anything.
Yeah, but you knew. It's time for the cul-de-sac to go.
Yeah, because he was like, why is it different on the sides than it is on top? I was like, all right, then I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah.
It just wasn't doing what it was.
Kids have a way of putting it so delicately, but so but it,
oh,
it
hurts so bad.
It sticks
so
to your
bad.
Ribs when they say it. All right, 215-592-9494. What's your emotion when you hear that the Tush Push could be banned? Is it a big deal? I'm angry. Who's disappointed? Where do you come down? This is ridiculous. We'll play the audio of McDermott this morning at the ASC Coaches Breakfast in West Palm Beach, what he said, his reasoning behind wanting it banned, plus kind of a wild comment from Nick Sirianni calling out some of the other NFL head coaches to vote his way. That's next. Your phone calls right at the park today. 215-592-9494 for Midday Show live on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, live from Citizens Bank Park for the Phillies home opener. Phillies Rockies today. 3:05 first pitch. Phils come in winning two out of their first three in Washington. We'll get to a lot of Phil stuff as the show goes along. Later on, Devin Caney will join us talking some Phillies. 1 o'clock, Ike, Spike, and Fritz will hop in for a little crossover. Big game Dante later in the
Big
show.
Big game Dante.
For a national anthem, our national anthem before the home opener. It's going to be a cool day here. Rhea's going to join us in a little bit. Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank. We got a lot of guests today. And, of course, all your phone calls here. As it sounds like the Tush Push is gaining momentum to be banned, this is ridiculous. I am angry about it. Hughes disappointed with
I'm
a lot of people.
Disappointed, man.
Including this person. Could we hear from Sean McDermott here? Sean McDermott this morning, AFC Coaches Breakfast. So Sirianni is going to talk tomorrow. That's when the NFC coaches talk. Today, the AFC coach is speaking. So Sean McDermott asked a lot of questions because he's been at the forefront of this, trying to get the Tush Push ban. Here's McDermott this morning.
Yeah, I mean, I feel, I think, similar to how I felt at the combine. I've dove deeper into more of the data on it, and you know, just thought more about it as well. And my position hasn't really changed at all. I feel where I'm most concerned is, even though there's not significant data out there to this point, my biggest concern is the health and safety of the players, first and foremost.
There's no actual health and safety data showing that there's any problem with it after we've seen, what, over 300-something snaps, specifically in Philadelphia? Then how much more data do you need? Is it the hope that there's going to be injury that goes? Opposed to it?
Well, number one, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not going to get too deep into that situation there in terms of how much data, how much sample. I don't think that's really always the best way to go. I think is when you're looking at, there's other data out there that suggests when you're in a posture like we're talking about, that can lead to serious injury. And I think being responsible and proactive in that regard is the right way to go.
All right, a couple things there. Here, that was McDermott, the Sporting AFC coaches, but I believe that was Diana Rossini's voice. She's asking him, like, hey, there's been 4 years of data on this, and there's no zero, I mean, not like a few, there's zero reported significant injury from this play. How much more do you need? Mm-hmm. And he basically is like, well, maybe that data is not the best data. What are you talking about, Sean?
You know what the worst part for me about being a grown-up is? Because we know what it is. And, you know, as a grown person, a lot of times things happen and people have underlying motives when they want to do things. Just be honest. I can handle honesty. But now when you're doing all this brain wrestling and twisting yourself into a pretzel, trying to justify your position instead of just telling the truth, that is irritating to
me. It's ridiculous.
Because you sat there and you did a whole lot of foo-fanging and running your mouth, bumping your gums, talking about nothing. And all you had to say is, I don't like it because I don't like whatever the reason is. Because everything, you're trying to use big old words and sound smart, and you ain't talking about nothing. Everybody see straight through what you're doing.
The part that makes me crazy about it is he keeps saying health and safety. He ran it the second most times in the NFL.
That's what I'm talking about.
Like, if
exactly,
I'm his player, I'm like, Sean, you didn't just wake up one day and think this. You must have thought this during the season, and you kept running the play.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Joe. It's like, it didn't work for you, so now you want to get rid of it because it didn't work for you.
That's why I don't believe him, because I'll give him this. He's been a head coach a long time. He's a former athlete. He's a coach here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't believe Sean would have run it as much as he did if he really believes it's an injury risk to his players. He's a football guy, and I don't think a coach would put his players at risk like that. So he doesn't believe that, which means he's lying through his teeth, and he just wants it out of the game.
There's some underlying motives to all of this, and – I firmly believe that for the Green Bay Packers, because there's film of the Green Bay Packers trying to run it.
Well, and we know what happened last year. They lost twice to the Eagles.
They couldn't do it.
Yep.
This is all of this, Joe. This is about Coach Sirianni. I think on a personal level, it's about the Eagles in some way, and it's about the fact that they can't do it.
So speaking of Sirianni, so Hugh, we're tracking this now. We need the race to 9 votes, right? They need 24 votes to ban it. 9 votes would mean they only have 23, right? So we need 9 no votes against this proposal here. We know the Eagles are going to be one, so we need 8 more. So Hugh, we're starting to track like which coaches, which teams are kind of seem like they're publicly leaning towards, I'm not going to vote for this. How about this quote from Sirianni yesterday? Speaking of Sirianni and how maybe he rubs people the wrong way, Mike Garafolo yesterday when they arrived there caught up with Sirianni, and this is with a grin. This is the tweet from Garofalo. Spoke to Nick Sirianni today on the Tush Push with the Tush Push vote. With a grin, he said, quote, "We'll see how it goes. All I will say about Gannon, Steichen, and Moore is they better vote for it. They are in the head coach position right now because of that play. So all three, I better have those three votes right there and the Eagles vote. At least I know we have 4. Now, the with the grin makes me think.
That was dead ass.
You think it was serious?
Oh, that
or
was
tongue
dead
in
ass.
Cheek? Okay.
No, that was dead ass. Like,
but that's a lot to say those guys wouldn't be head coaches without the Tush Push.
It's the truth.
Well, then would Sirianni be a coach without the Tush Push? No?
He might not, but it's dead ass. It's like, listen, I can't imagine. I wish – this is when I wish I had the kind of cachet where I could go to see what the real conversation being
to the
had.
League meetings?
Oh, man.
You have a Hawaiian shirt? You have one ready?
No, I don't have one.
You kind of need one to go
I
to
do.
This.
I yeah. do.
Andy and, always wears his, yeah.
I think – you and I know I thought Big Red was against it. I think he'll probably vote for it. Because, you know, he's, you know, competition and doing stuff, innovative plays and all that stuff. I think he will. But man,
so you think we're going to have Andy's vote?
I think so.
Okay.
So that's what, five?
That'd be five.
We need four.
We need four more.
I don't know how Dallas is going
to
vote.
Dallas is going to vote to ban this thing.
We need four votes. We ain't getting Atlanta.
Nope.
Not getting Atlanta.
See, we got a race to nine votes here.
But here's the thing. This is why it's intriguing to me. Because you know there are drinks being poured and there are drinks being had over the conversation about the tush push. Mm-hmm. And some of the realest conversations are being had at night during, you know, everybody got a little liquor in the system. Like, so, what's up? What you going to do? Can I count on you? Like, there are moves being made on both sides. And that's probably why Sean McVay and Sean McDermott pull Howie to the side. And they're having a heated argument. And not only that, I would like to be a part of that, because – at what point does it stop being civil and it starts to be –
this is why you're not invited. So they don't invite you.
Because you know me. I'd be standing there like on camera. I had them jumper cables like, tell him Howie, what's up? Be standing back, standing there like this. What y'all trying to
Is Big Dom allowed at these meetings?
Can he I think Big Dom probably is.
Can he intimidate
He's
everyone?
Like, what? What you know,
that,
talking
that
about?
Might be our
Say
best
what?
Play. Big Dom intimidating the voters to vote to keep it.
See, that's why I'm not allowed to go to a place because I'm going to take it to the streets because I don't know how to act.
That's why your invitation was lost in the mail. You didn't get yours. All right, 215-592-9049. Let's go to the phone lines here. What emotion do you have is it sounds like we could be 24 hours away from the tush push getting banned for pettiness. This is ridiculous. I'm angry about it. Hugh's disappointed. Where do you come down? Mike in Norristown is up on WIP. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
What's going on?
Hey,
man?
Mike. What's up, pal?
Well, Holly, you know what? You know what I got to say? All I got to say is, you know, I want them to ban the tush push. You want to know why? Because that's going to give us the grit to repeat. Because you know why? We are the champions, my friends. And we'll keep on fighting to the end.
What is wrong with him?
Man, that was terrible.
So you're not upset about this because we'll just channel the anger?
No, it's going to motivate us. You know what? We're going to repeat. We're winning three in a row. This is going to get us to the point. We can't do that. Oh, okay. Let's bootleg to the left with Jalen. Let's run it up the gut with Barkley. We got this. We don't need to push. We're going to win three in a row. Let's go.
Let's go, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. Kyle, where do you come down on that? It's going to motivate the Eagles. Maybe. It's annoying, though. Like, just taking away things that a team does well, that's coping right there.
He's taking cues from Spin Dr. Douglas, and that when they do ban it, that's going to be what Hugh says.
I mean,
nah, it's fine. We're going to be motivated. Blind faith, Hugh.
We're guessing your take for tomorrow and the next day.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going to be disappointed. I'm going to be disappointed.
Yeah, but then you'll spin it.
I got my eye on you.
You have to. But I look at it like this.
You got to be innovative.
This is not a spin.
Yeah.
But you have to think.
Adapt.
With as much heat as this has gotten over the last couple of years, they've probably concocted something else off of the tush push. Because like they said, their biggest thing, they're doing the wording, right?
Yeah.
Because if I'm not mistaken, they said they don't want somebody to push somebody directly into the end zone.
Immediately.
So.
It's the immediate is the word. Yeah.
So if they might add something there where it's like a 2 or 3 second pause. Before.
How do you legislate that? The referee's going to count the one, two, and then it's okay?
I'm just, you know.
They can't even count the play clock right when it gets to zero.
I'm workshopping this. What if everybody, like when the ball is high, everybody throw their hands up in the air and go one Mississippi, two Mississippi, and then push?
Yeah. They think this isn't aesthetically pleasing. Wait till they start doing that.
One Mississippi, two Mississippi,
don't
push.
Ban. You know, the craziest part for me is that in the ESPN story, they had the percentage of how often this play happened across the NFL. 0.28% of plays were the tush push. It's barely half of 1% of plays, and we're spending all this time to ban this play
because of other underlying motivators.
Yeah, it's loser stuff. If you want this banned, you're a loser.
Underlying motivators. They don't like the fact that, you know, Howie got hit in the head with a beer can. They don't like the fact that
Howie probably didn't like
you know, Coach Sirianni running around with shorts on.
See, that you might be honest
buying
with
drinks,
that.
Laughing and giggling at silly jokes or telling corny
and
jokes.
And calling out his former assistants. I mean, he's
He should call.
Do we think he's actually got their vote tomorrow?
Yes.
I'm not sure. You think Gannon's going to vote for the Eagles after the way it ended here?
Yes.
Not a shot.
You,
I think Gannon is going to purposely, at the bar tonight, try to get everyone to vote against the Eagles.
I don't condone violence. But this is where, if they ban the Tush, but this is where you got to take it to the streets. You got to swing on Coach Gannon, man. Just swing. I didn't say hit him.
Who's going to swing on him?
Sirianni.
Oh, that'll
call,
go for
or
well.
Or call him a name in front of everybody.
You could do that.
A female dog.
Okay.
Be like, that was a female dog move, dog, for real.
We need that kind of drama. Let's go to Marty in the Northeast. What's up, Marty?
I solve problems.
Yeah.
My point of view is purely from the football purist. This whole thing started in 2005 when they changed the rule. The Eagles just started doing this push for the last 4 or 5 years. It really started, and that was – the Eagles really started because they got Jalen Hurts, a guy who can leg press 600-plus pounds.
Yep.
But the rule changed in 2005. Prior to that, you could – and the rule today still stands that you cannot pull a player. And part of the – for last – like you were saying earlier, the player that jumped the line, jumped over – dove over the line of scrimmage or leaped over. And then
Louvu in the title game.
Frankie Louvu.
Okay. And part of the referee's explanation to him, he says, even if you – he said, well, I can get the count right. He says, even if you get the count right, what are you going to do? Because you're not allowed to pull a player. You can't – you can push, but you still can't pull a player. Says you could. He said, "Well, I'll grab him and pull him back." He says, "You're not allowed to pull a player." The rule is the pull still is illegal, but the push is not. Now, to me, none of the greats used push. Jim Brown didn't get a push. Roger Staubach didn't get a push. Grant Tarkin didn't get a push. The running backs went to the side of him, blocked the run players on the side.
So you want it banned? So Marty, you're out on the play.
No, well, wait a second. If you're not going to ban it, then change the point where the players can't push him from behind, but you can clear a path, and then you can't ban the fact that a guy jumps the line. Because if you're going to ban pulling or pushing, then you have to ban the pulling, which is already. So make it clear that you can pull, because a guy can come around the end and grab him from your shirt and pull him back.
What are you talking about?
Well, he's talking about the rule. They changed the rule in 2005, and that kind of led to the loophole the Eagles found.
In the open field, if the tight end catches a pass, and he gets pulled back, they call that pulling. You can't pull him back. Defense can't pull him back.
Sure, I understand what you're saying, Marty. But there's a lot of
logistics here legally.
Sure, but the play is also run less than 0.3% of the time across the league. Like, why go through all this for a play that's run so few times?
But here's the other point to that. You got four legs pushing a ball. Football, the rule says player, not players. Doesn't say plural. The runner with the ball, the player with the ball. It doesn't say players with the ball.
So do you not like the play? Do you not like the play to watch it, or are you just a stickler for the way the rule is written and you like the rules?
Kind of both. I don't think you should be a player. I played high school ball, semi-pro ball, college ball. To be a great player, you're not that great if you have guys pushing.
Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen are the two quarterbacks that do this the most. They're not as good of players as we think because of this?
No, I didn't say that. But you did just say it.
But those are the players that run it. It's basically just Allen and Hurts that run the play.
I'm talking about any quarterback. What do you need help for?
Wait a minute. First of all, Marty, or whatever your name is.
Marty.
Jim Brown was – before his time, Jim Brown did things that other players couldn't do. So,
let me finish.
Because from your wording, you're not a great player if you doing stuff that other people can't do. That's what you kind of just said.
No, I didn't. I said you're not running the ball yourself if other players are pushing you.
You're being aided. I understand that part. You're being aided. The part that I think, and Marty, we preached the phone call. The part we're losing in this is the Eagles have perfected the play. Well, what I don't understand is I heard Joe this morning, and Joe was kind of vacillating between, as an Eagles fan, he wants Eagles to do well, but he doesn't like the play, right? The play is run very few times. The Eagles are good at it. Why would I not want the play if it helps the Eagles win football games?
How many years? Let me ask you this, because you was here when it started. Been 4 years, right? At least
it's been about 4 years, yeah. And they've been, I think 2021 it was barely. 2022 is when it really started to go.
And so it became a real thing after they won the Super Bowl.
Or the year they got to Super Bowl 3 years ago, lost to the Chiefs. Yeah. That was when it. But
and it went away. Like my point is this: it was an issue, and then it went away,
and then, they
and then it came back.
And then they won.
Because they won. And as far as the great players from the past and all this stuff, other stuff, Marty, those got the point that I was making, Jim Brown was probably the biggest running back of his era. And if you talk about the purists and all this other stuff, the game has evolved so much since then. It is not fair to those guys that played in that era or to the guys that are playing in this era to try to compare. I understand you like old school football, and that's all right. That ain't the game that's being played right now. As a matter of fact, the game that's being played today ain't the same one that I played. It's not. So to sit back there and talk about this, that, third, if you want to live in the past, do that. That's fine. That's all on you. That's not what this game is.
He played high school ball, though, Hill.
And I'm not trying to diminish what he's done in high school. I'm not doing that. But my point is this, Kyle. Every sport, professional sport, that's being played is not the same game that it was played back in the day.
Of course
it's not. Because the players, number one, the players are bigger, stronger, and faster.
Yes.
The way that they train is a lot different. Hell, you used to hear stories about Babe Ruth and them cats. You know, I'd go out there, drink a whole six-pack, and smoke 20 Newports or whatever it was, and go out there and play. You used to see cats on the sidelines smoking squares.
Yeah, things have changed a lot.
It's a different game.
Again, if this was a play that was run a lot, right? Because I understand when people say it's kind of an ugly play, right? And if you're running a TV network or you're thinking about the big picture of the league, Hugh, if this was being run 30 times a game, even 10 times a game across the NFL, I'd say I could see why they might push back and say this is not good for TV. This
aesthetically pleasing.
This was run in the last few years 0.28% of the time, not even half of 1%. So we're taking away something that one team has perfected, and it's run across the league at such a small percentage. It's silly. This whole thing, I agree with you on this. It's pettiness, and it's trying to cut the Eagles' legs out for no reason.
I'm more upset because there's an underlying reason why it's become a big deal. You know, we're talking about concussions in the game, Tua Tagovailoa. And the fact that he's had so many concussions, he's still playing. Talk about stuff that really matters.
Yes, yes.
Like, we're spending all this time and energy on a play that, to your point, has not ran a whole lot, but it irritates other people.
And the guys, and I like that word, the guys of player safety it's hypocritical.
It's what they call BS.
It's BS. It's hypocritical. The league last year played games on Saturday to play them on Wednesday so they could force in Christmas on Netflix. They don't care about the safety of players when they want a TV show.
They go back to back. You play on a Thursday, then you got to get ready to play. Like you play on a Monday, yeah. And then you got to play on Sunday. Excuse me, and then you got to play on Thursday.
They don't care. Uh-uh. It's a television show. That's all it is. And that's just say that. And you don't like this for TV. But, again, even that, it's not run enough for it to be a big deal. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Sean McDermott is a punk AB. That's all I'm saying.
So McDermott is a punk. I agree with you.
Just look, there's a long history in this country of Group A stopping or making something illegal that Group B has either done better or capitalized on. So it's nothing new. But my thing is, dude, then try to stop the Eagles from getting in a third and one or a fourth and one. How about
that? Yeah, that's a good point. That's how the tush push happens, because they arrive at the spot where they could use it.
Yeah, and you guys just talked about this, about the whole we're doing it under the guise of injuries or whatever, player
See,
safety.
That's the part that irritates
me.
He
said there's not enough data on it. You know why there's not enough data? Because there is no data. There's no documented injuries off of this play. I don't know what he needs to see, but it's just a stall tactic, and it's total BS. It really is.
It's one of the silliest things I've seen the NFL spend a lot of time on in a long time, and the fact that it's gaining momentum tells me that there's enough powerful people that are trying to convince people behind the scenes. Like, when they got to the combine and a few of the coaches came out and said it, like McDermott and Raheem Morris, that's when I started to be like, uh-oh. You know, if they're willing to say it out loud, there might be others that agree with them that never wanted to say it.
I was real surprised about Coach Morris, though. I really, really was.
Yeah. These are defensive guys.
Yeah, I was surprised.
For us, it's an important play for us, and if they want to stop it, put more time into breaking down film and seeing how we do it, and then you can do it. That's all. I mean, it's not that.
Yeah, difficult. Let's just find out what the secret sauce is. The secret sauce is Jalen.
I think it is too.
I think the secret sauce is Jalen.
Well, and go to the two teams that do it, Jalen and Josh Allen, right? They're both really big, physical, you know, strong quarterbacks.
Josh like to run people over anyway.
Yeah, most teams don't have that. I mean, again, if this was taking over the league, and Jeff, we appreciate it, if this was a thing everyone in the NFL was doing 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times a game, then that's a different story. If there were injuries all the time, or at least someone that got significantly injured, that's a different story. There's none of that. Well, all this is pettiness, and it's annoying. 215-592-9494. All right, we are live today at Citizens Bank Park for the Phillies home opener, Phillies Rockies at 3:05 today. We'll keep your phone calls going on the Tush Push. What's your feeling when you hear this thing could be banned tomorrow? It sounds like, well, the vote is tomorrow. It sounds like there could be enough votes to overturn this thing and ban the Tush Push. Coming up, your phone calls. Rhea Hughes will join us in the next segment. Also, Dan Fitzpatrick, the president of Citizens Bank, will join us as he does every opening day for the home opener here at Citizens Bank Park. 215-592-9494. And we have tickets to give away to the Phillies and Rockies, the Thursday game. We'll tell you about how we're going to do that coming up. Keep listening. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to bet on sports. There's an absolutely loaded sports calendar this week, and whether you're into basketball, baseball, hockey, or any other sport, check out some of their exclusive promotions like Dinger Tuesday, Hump Day Parlays, and the Golf Profit Boost Tokens over the weekend. Look, we got a game here today. How about that? Let's take the home team to win today. And right now, new customers get $200 of bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.